Football and politics run deep in the city of Liverpool. The Labour Party has strong historic links here. And on the municipal playing fields, where parents support their youth teams come rain or shine, there is no love for Prime Minister Liz Truss and her brand of trickle-down economics, cutting taxes for the wealthy to boost growth.
People just seem to can't see what the Tories are doing to the general public. It baffles me how people can vote for them.
Yes, that's a ball, Andy.
But ask about Labour leader Keir Starmer. And we found many people still unconvinced by his leadership.
As a Labour leader, he's too right-wing.
I don't know whether Keir Starmer is the person to take it there. But we just need to change. I just feel there's been no one sort of charismatic who could do it since Tony Blair, to be honest.
15 years since Tony Blair stepped down as Labour Prime Minister, Keir Starmer is steering the Labour Party in a similar direction to his predecessor, firmly towards the centre ground of British politics, portraying Labour, not the Conservatives, as the party of financial responsibility.
What we've seen in the past few days has no precedent. The government has lost control of the British economy. And for what? They've crashed the pound. And for what? Higher interest rates, higher inflation, higher borrowing. And for what? Not for you, not for working people, for tax cuts for the richest 1% in our society. Don't forget, don't forgive. The only way to stop this is with a Labour government.
A real statement of confident intent from Labour leader Keir Starmer here in Liverpool, balancing aspirational themes and entrepreneurialism with the realisation that it is the workers who generate the company profits. It went down very well here in the hall. Now he needs to convince the wider public.
Double-digit inflation in the UK has driven workers in many industries to demand higher wages. More than 500 workers are currently on strike at the Port of Liverpool. Starmer supports the right of individuals to go on strike, but a Labour government, he promised, would work in true partnership with business and with the unions. Strikers are dismayed.
Politician, it is a thankless job. You're not going to please everyone, but if you support us, Mr. Starmer, come down and show us. That'd be smashing.
Nonetheless, Starmer's strategy seems to be working. One poll gives Labour a 17-point lead over the Conservative Party. That's a level of support not seen since 2001. The Prime Minister back then, Labour's Tony Blair. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Liverpool.